Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, committed to conservation and careful management of the state's forests to make them more resilient and better habitats for wildlife. Choosewood.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Since 1998, musicians of all levels have gathered for the annual St. Louis Chennal, not just to perform traditional Irish music, but to bask in the companionship of fellow performers and attendees. The Irish word Chennal means a gathering with the intent to share. This year's festival will be held April 18th through the 21st. Last April, I had the chance to sit down with St. Louis Chennal co-founder and organizer Mike Mullins, as well as pipe and flute player Nick Brown. And today, we'd like to bring you part of that conversation. Now, traditional Irish music comes in several forms: reels, jigs, polkas, ballads, and laments. Can you talk about the different styles and what distinguishes them one from another?
In terms of the dance music, it's timing and playing a tune that complements the dance that's being done. There are a number of others that you didn't mention, and some of them are regional. Slides and polkas are found more often down in the southwest part of Ireland, in the Slieve Lucra area, whereas up north in the northwest, you'll find highlands and flings and schottisches and things like that. The reels and jigs tend to be fairly universal. There are slip jigs as well, and so on. So it's a variety of tunes that were basically developed to accompany dance music or dancers in a variety of settings.
Okay, so you're really not meant to be still as you're listening to the music?
If you're being still while you're listening to the music, it's a slow air that's designed to make you want to cry.
Okay. Now, we've been referring to sessions.
Right.
What is a session, Mike?
A group of musicians just sitting down and saying, let's have a tune together. And in many ways, it's a social event, because instead of maybe having a word conversation, you're having a musical conversation. Mm. And so a small session is a delight, because you're really, one person does something and you're like, ooh, this wasn't that kind of interesting. And then you do something and they sort of have the same reaction, but you're still playing the same tune. And that's what's so interesting about the music, is the little variations and things and ornaments that people put into it, so that it becomes their own, if mm-hmm. you will.
Well, it's very much in line with a lot of what we've talked about on the show with other types of music, where there is the response and very active interactions. It's wonderful to hear that this also falls in that category. Mm-hmm. Now, what are the special qualities of a session, and how do they compare to other music performances?
I suppose, for one thing, the musicians are almost always sitting facing each other or looking at each other. There are breaks for a chat. It's a social event more than a presentation, mm-hmm. I guess, is maybe the easiest way I can say that. That you're there to interact with somebody, not only to have a chat, but also to play a tune, as opposed to sitting in front of an audience and performing.
Mm-hmm. Nick, you have been coming to St. Louis specifically for this Chennal Festival. From your perspective, what are the special qualities of a session, and in terms of other music performances maybe that you have been part of in other contexts, what is it about the sessions that happen here that is something that's drawn you back?
Yeah, it's a good question. So, I mean, one of the interesting things about like a Chennal, and this Chennal specifically, is the fact that you get to play music with world-class performers. So Mike's got a ton of great people coming in, and has for years. So the very first time I came here was in 2007, and it was wild to realize that I could just sit with, you know, some really, really, really amazing musicians when I was just a beginner myself. And it's social music, so you get to do that. You know, even if you're not the most amazing musician, you get to sit there and play music with people, and they'll you know, help you out. They'll be generous. They'll be nice. And, you know, you sit and listen a lot because you don't know much, but it's still great. It's really nice. So, and that's one of the, that's why I keep coming back.
Now, Nick, I had said earlier about your coming to St. Louis for the festival, but you have come to St. Louis to live, right? And you've recently moved here, though you've been visiting the city for many years. How much did St. Louis's music scene play into your decision to actually, like, pick up house and move here?
It's 100%, honestly. It's the thing about the sessions and the social aspect is that you end up making really good friends. And so it's the music, but the music because of the friends I've made here. So there's a couple of my really good friends who are teaching this weekend, Eileen Gannon and Rob Ryan, and I'm living in their former apartment. They just bought a house. So they're a big reason why I'm here. Another person who's taught before and helped, is involved in helping Mike with the Chinola is Emer Arkins, and she's another reason why I'm here. So all sorts of people that, you know, it's the music, but it's the friends, as they say, it's the friends that we made along the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nick, you are not Irish, but you fell in love with the music. What do you enjoy about the playing style and about sessions?
Oh, so many things. It's just fun. It's super fun. When I first kind of got interested in it, I was growing up in Ontario, and there was a piper from Dublin named Chris Langan. There's a similar Chinole up in Toronto named after him. I never met him, but I learned from one of his students who was just in the next town over, and I heard him playing the Illan pipes, which Mike and I had with us, and I just fell in love with the sound. So it was really, first it was the sound, and then it was the fact that I could just play social music with people and have, you know, just a lot of fun. There's a great line, I know this, somebody who's teaching this weekend, Sean Gavin, his dad, Mick Gavin, said, you know, not every little Johnny is going to be first chair violin, but everyone can play in a session. Mm-hmm. Everyone can have fun in a session, and I love that.
This episode was produced by Emily Woodbury.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
St. Louis on the Air proudly supports local artists by using music from Life Creative Group.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association. Missouri produces wood pallets, railroad ties, white oak barrels, hardwood floors, and more. Details on the variety of products made in the state are at choosewood.com.